But we're going to go out live now to Indy, where we find our very own Andy Kent, who covers the Miami Dolphins for Dolphins.com. Andy, how are you today?
I'm doing fine and dandy, Troy. And Sam, how are you guys doing down in warm and probably sunny South Florida?
Yeah, I understand it's like in the 30s up there, Indy. So we do have the, you know, the great weather going on down here. But you'll be back here before it's gone, so don't even worry about that. You know, Andy, during the break, Sam and I, we were just sitting here talking about our experience, or one of our experiences, out at the Combine. And I told him how I felt like I was in a beauty contest, sitting up there in shorts and a tight T-shirt, and I have all of these eyeballs on me. Give us an idea of what some of these guys go through early on when it comes to parading themselves in front of the would-be prospects of teams that they may go to.
Yeah, that's you pretty much painted a pretty good picture yourself there, Troy. I mean, each position group kind of arrives on a different day. So, you know, yesterday, last night, it was the O-linemen, the tight ends, the kickers, and the punters. And so today they got to go through the parading process where they were measured and poked and prodded by the doctors and weighed and kind of paraded in front of the GMs and the trainers and the coaches like cattle, so to speak. And you know, a few of those gentlemen, the O-linemen, got to talk about that experience today, and they were kind of laughing, and, you know, that uncomfortable laugh, like, yeah, I don't think I want to go through it again, but hopefully they found out everything they need to know, and it'll turn into a high draft pick for them. So now that part's over for at least the linemen. Now they get to go and do the bench press and hit the field and do the interviews and do the stuff that they really look forward to.
You know, when it comes to going out there and going through the combines, it's like double-sided, because on one hand, it is the worst experience that you can have, but on the other hand, it could be the best experience as well. Again, we're speaking with Andy Kent, who covers the Miami Dolphins for Dolphins.com. Andy, did you have an opportunity to take in the two press conferences, first Coach Philbin, as well as our new GM, Dennis Hickey? Your thoughts on that?
Of course. You know, we got here bright and early because we had a feeling that there was going to be a lot of people interested in hearing what Coach Philbin had to say. And so we were sitting, I was sitting front and center for that. And, you know, I mean, he got up there and he was speaking with a strong voice. He was passionate about, you know, what went on and what needs to change going forward. He took ownership and he was pretty clear, as was Dennis Hickey later on, in echoing his sentiments that they're resolute in, you know, fixing things and changing the atmosphere in the locker room and around the whole Dolphins organization so that they can put together something that they're proud of, and that if you're a player or a member of the staff and you've been a Dolphin and 2 or 3 years down the road you have to leave, they can say that they had a positive experience. So he handled himself fine in front of the barrage of questions, and he went through it and just kept reiterating that, look, you know, we're going to right this ship, and we got a plan and we got an idea of how we're going to build this roster. And now we're going to move forward heading into 2014.
Andy Kent, coming into this year's Combine, and, you know, there was a lot of extra media credentials that was given out. You understand about Sam's, he's coming out from Missouri. When you're talking about the situation with him and also with the Miami Dolphins and the Ted Wells, you know, report, can you see that there's extra media coverage there at the Combine? You know, it doesn't really start. They don't really hit the field until Saturday. Just give us an example or just tell us, you know, in previous years versus this one, you know, about the media coverage over this year's Combine.
Oh, it's a considerable increase, Sam. First thing I noticed, actually, when we picked up our credentials and walked into the media center, which is this big club-level area in Lucas Oil Stadium that they converted into a media center, was they had added a couple of extra rows of work tables because they have that many more media here covering this event. And so there's more tables, there's more power cords, there's more tripods and cameras and microphones and just a lot more bodies walking in and around the media center. And as you mentioned, I mean, between the micro, usually every year I've been here, there's been one press conference that everybody knew was going to be the circus. Manti Te'o last year, Cam Newton the year before, Tim Tebow. There's usually one. This year, you're looking at Coach Philbin this morning, Michael Sam when he talks, Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel is going to have a big crowd, and Jadeveon Clowney. You're going to have four circus press conferences. So it's become quite the media event. It kind of rivals Super Bowl Media Day, if you ask me.
Andy, thanks for checking in with us. Make sure you stay on top of all the stories out there. Should be exciting 4 or 5 days, not necessarily for the players, but certainly for you, because there's a lot going on in the National Football League.
There's plenty, Troy. I appreciate it. The QBs, running backs, and wide receivers talk tomorrow, so that's when you're going to see a lot more activity.
I call that the money day.
Wrong day.
Exactly.
Tuesday.
Sam's going to call Sunday the money day.
You already know it.
He already has. We appreciate it, Andy. Stay safe out there.
All right, guys. Take care.